Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for allowing us another day's journey where we are coming together via phone line and continuing in our time of fasting and prayer. Today is day 26. Oh my goodness, day 26 already. God is so good, and we are thankful to God. We are precipitously moving toward the end of our 40 days of fasting and prayer. Only 14 days. Can you believe it? 14 days left. And we are grateful to God for how God continues to bless us and keep us and surround us. Thank you for all who are listening live and those who will listen later. All right, I'm going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, I encourage you in your own personal private time with God that you would take the time to read the entire fifth chapter. For our time together, I just want to read verses 3 and 4, Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, which I believe will bless us significantly. Bless me, and I pray it blesses you. Here begins the reading of God's word, Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 3. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, beloved, for just a few minutes, I want to talk about pace yourself. Yeah, pace yourself. Be a little transparent. This morning, at the beginning of the fast, the Renew fast, I set out at the beginning of the fast to set aside 4 weeks, right around 4 to 5 days each week, to walk at least 25 miles a week, so that at the end of 4 weeks, I will have walked 100 miles. This is the fourth week of the fast, and I am currently at 95 miles walked in the past, as we're going toward this fourth week, with 2 days left in the week. Yay, Pastor Jones, amen. Now, the way I got this done was I had to pace myself, and there was no competition. I'm not doing this for anybody but for myself. And I've learned on my walks that pace is the building block toward peace. I don't know what it is, but when I walk, either in the morning or afternoon or whenever I get an opportunity to walk, I find that as I have a rhythm and a pace, that my own pace, I'm not competing against anyone, that I find that that's a key building block for me toward peace. And these last couple of weeks, I've walked in the rain, I've walked in the hot days, the cool days. We've even had a little snow on the ground. I've walked in. Pace leads to perseverance as well. And I believe that in this text, the Apostle Paul is sharing with the church at Rome to pace yourself. That when you pace yourself, you will find peace with God. Verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 5 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. I believe the Apostle Paul is telling us and talking to us about having peace with God, but peace comes through setting a pace that's geared toward hope. That a lot of us have been calibrating our lives to the pace of what is around us. When we really need to set the pace, not based upon what's around us or who's around us, not based upon competition with anyone or competition with anything, but based upon the pace that is internally within us, a pace toward peace that's geared toward hope. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we pace ourselves toward peace with God? And what does it mean, Pastor Jones, to build up toward hope? There are three things out of this text that I think will help us to see some key building blocks as we pace ourselves toward peace with God. Number one, the Bible lets us know that suffering produces perseverance. Look at verse 3. It says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Beloved, we just need to go on and admit it. I said it last night in Bible study. That suffering is a part of the Christian experience. You're going to go through some experiences in your life as a believer, as Christians. But when you pace yourself, even through the things you have to endure, what God does is he helps us to see that through every test, through every trial, through every tribulation, it leads us toward spiritual growth. That's why James says, count it all joy when you go through different types of tests and trials in your life. You will see, beloved, through whatever you have to suffer, through the test, through the trial, through the tribulation, a development of spiritual growth, because suffering, when you pace yourself, produces perseverance. On my walks, I would encounter hills. Oh, Lord. Sometimes mental anguish. Why am I out here doing this? Fatigue. I'm tired. I don't think I'm going to walk this long. And a whole bunch of other things. But pace helps me to keep up my performance. And pace over time help me to produce perseverance. Being consistent has produced in me perseverance to reach my goals in walking. Every Christian has to push through a wall that leads you toward perseverance. And that perseverance may come through pain, anguish, fatigue, high heels, high expectations. But when we push through the suffering and push through the pain, we gain peace with God. And I don't know about y'all, but I've learned not only in my personal life, my physical walks, but in my spiritual life to pace myself as well, because suffering produces perseverance. But beloved, there's more here. When you pace yourself, perseverance will then lead to character. Look at the A clause of verse 4. Notice the precipitous buildup that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance then produces character, key building block. And then, beloved, that's the A clause of verse 4. Perseverance is an attitude of strength that leads to character shaping. So watch this. Perseverance is the attitude of strength that leads to character that shapes a believer's identity in Christ. If you got the strength to push through the pain, if you've got the strength to push through the suffering, if you've got the strength to push through, have perseverance, it then will lead to character that will shape you as a believer identified with Christ. That means in moments of crisis and in moments of challenges and in moments of things that are around you, you have now developed a pace and are building on your beliefs that are helping to shape you into the believer that you are. When you know that you are what you're suffering for, your attitude begins to shift. And then you become strengthened because you know that God is on your side. And that strength helps to shape your identity in Jesus Christ. I call it learning to get in formation, keeping up your pace. Every time I go out to walk, especially if it's during time with school, kids are going to school, I will see this crossing guard as I'm going down the road. And the crossing guard, he's gotten to know me over time because I've been pretty consistent. And he would tell me, have a good day. You got a good pace going. He sees the consistency. He sees no matter the weather, no matter the situations that are around, that I'm persistent, I'm pushing through whatever I'm feeling, I'm pushing through whatever is surrounding me, and it's causing me to have an attitude of strength, perseverance, that is now shaping me in my character as a person that is a walker. I have now been classified as a walker. Yes, ma'am. And I embrace, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I embrace that wholeheartedly. And so the crossing guard has recognized that I'm a walker. So he says, have a good walk. And he says, you got a good pace going because my pace has been shaped by my attitude of strength as I push through whatever things I have to endure. Beloved, pace yourself. God's got peace on the other side of this, but you've got to pace yourself because perseverance leads to character. And here's the last thing I want to give you. Not only is it important to understand that suffering produces perseverance, now it's important to understand that you're building your pace, that perseverance then leads to character. But here's the final thing. It's right here, B clause of verse 4. It says, and character, hope. Character leads to hope. See, here's what the text is telling us. Once we do the things required of us, see, it is required of us to push through the wall. It is required of us to have the strength and attitude to persevere. It is required of us to begin to build on as a believer what shapes us over time in walking with the Lord. And so our continued pace and walk with God is what gives us the character as a believer. But then character leads to hope. Once we do what's required of us, hope then is rooted in the promises that are to be fulfilled by God. When you pace yourself, you will see results. For me, this was never about just weight loss or, you know, trying to get faster or building up to running in my walks. This, more than anything, y'all, was about a lifestyle change, setting my life on a course for not just losing some things, but setting my life on a course for gaining something so powerful that it could not be taken from me. That's how you build toward hope, and that's how that hope gets you to peace with God. Let me read verse 5, and I'm praying. It says, and hope does not put us to shame, watch it, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We gain so much that comes from God, but you've got to pace yourself. You've got to suffer some things in your life, but that suffering is going to produce perseverance. As you pace yourself, that perseverance is going to lead to a stronger character that's shaped in the form of a believer in Jesus Christ. And that character is going to lead to hope, a hope that is poured into your hearts by way of the Holy Spirit. And that's what God has given to all of us. So you gain so much more when you learn to pace yourself. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful that you have poured into us a hope, a determination, Lord God, a belief, a strength, Lord Jesus, that we've gained through our consistent walk with you. And Lord, our walk is like that of a person who is consistent with their walks in life. So Lord God, help us to see that not only does the physical walk help us shape our lifestyle and transform our lives for the better, that we live a better quality of life when we walk consistently. But Lord, on the spiritual side, help us to see that when we walk with you, we pace ourselves in you, that you grant us a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that comes with peace of mind and being with you. Give someone today, Lord God, the peace that comes with pacing themselves in their spiritual walk with you. And let that peace be grounded in hope that only comes from you, God. Lord, we love you this morning, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, that as we are remaining consistent in what we're doing, we can not only reach our goals, but ultimately, Lord God, get closer to you as you guide us in our lives. Lord, we love you, adore you, and bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, and you know you need to pace yourself, you ain't got no competition with nobody else. Just do your walk and be consistent, and God will bless. All right, y'all, day 26. Got 14 more days to go. Be blessed, pace yourself, and watch God bless you with peace. Amen.